Senate, at this time, has the governor's...
This represents the differences between the House and Senate?
Yes. The Senate allowed basically the governor's lump sum figure on grants, and the House increased the grants figure and itemized it as well. Those are the differences.
Next.
Next thing would be page, unless there's another page of interest, page 121. 121. Which is the scholarship loan program, which is on your book. The reference here is to a budget amendment.
121.
What's the number, 121 is the page, what's the budget amendment?
Budget amendment is number 54.
Okay, go ahead.
I do have a problem with this amendment, Mr. Chairman, which I advised the governor's analyst about, but I don't think Trump has had a chance to be apprised of the problem. There is, in the House at this time, Senate Bill 130, and I believe this amendment is dependent upon the passage of Senate Bill 130, because there's language that would allow the state to be part of the federal loan program.
Let me ask you another question. Is it technically possible to appropriate these federal funds as a fiscal note to that bill?
Yes. In fact, there is a fiscal note at this time, Mr. Chairman, on the bill for these, there's two parts of this amendment, Mr. Chairman. The first part is the receipt of $365,900 in federal funds for payment of interest while students are in camp on college. That's in the fiscal note. And I think this budget amendment is inappropriate because it shows as an expenditure. And as I understand, the bill that passed out of the Senate was not to be an expenditure, but was to use to supplant general funds. So I would question this budget amendment as it's shown now. I think it's not the intent of the bill. There's two, the second part of the bill, the second part of the amendment is not covered in the bill, and provides for an increase in federal funds for staffing to allow the handling of the new regulations and the paperwork that be required by introduction to the, into the federal loan program.
But same question, can it be covered in the fiscal?
Yes, it can.
If there's no objection, I'd like you to review that fiscal note with that in mind and incorporate the purpose of the budget amendment in the fiscal note.
I would point out, Mr. Chairman, I don't think this bill has come to the House Finance Committee yet.
Dave, another question. If the bill didn't pass, would either one of the budget, neither one of the parts of the budget amendment would be relevant then?
No, sir, because they're related to the change.
If they're dependent on the bill, let's take them up as fiscal note addition.
The bill needs to be cleaned up just shoddy language.
Okay.
Dirty language, huh?
Shoddy.
Shoddy.
Probably put on in the House.
Page 125, Mr. Chairman, which he program. Difference is in the level of funding for the grant.
Need a shelf.
Difference is in the level of funding for the grants, the...
Well, let me ask you about that.
Yes.
Is the difference that, no, we fully funded it?
No, the House took the governor's figure, Mr. Chairman, the Senate increased the governor's figure. The House figure would basically allow about one new the estimated applicants increase of about one category.
Sort of just a token.
Right. The House, the Senate figure would allow about half of the total estimated new applicants to be funded.
I see. Okay. The House's original position at one time was not even allowing the token increases. And we changed it to allow the, just the one.
Yes. The only other page that I would consider significant, Mr. Chairman, is...
Page 3. The figures are real close. I'd move the House figures. There is intent here. Is the intent the same in both the House and Senate? Is that what I'm assuming?
They are the same.
Okay. I'd also move the intent, since it's similar to the cases of the House figure. Is there objection?
For your token.
Page 3, historical commission. The difference is all in travel. The House is several thousand dollars lower than the Senate.
What was your motion?
Motion was accept the House figures and the Senate and House intent, which is the same in both cases.
No objection.
Page seven. The difference here is the House allowed one position, the Senate allowed 1.5 positions. There's also different travel, which is the, some of that is due to the travel with the position. What's the other?
$8,000, Mr. Chairman, is for the new position, and the balance of the difference is that the Senate did not reduce travel from the governor's level, and the House did.
I'd like to take the personal service figure of the Senate, take the other House figures, but add into them the money associated with the position, the halftime position that the Senate allowed. Arts Council, there's a difference in grants here. Okay, the motion includes the intent. What figure? Not in grants. On page seven, I moved the personal services figure of the Senate, the other House numbers, but with the addition of the money that's with the halftime position, the associated cost of halftime. Mr. Duncan wants to hold grants open.
Second.
Jim wants to hold the grants open. There's been some discussion to me after the last meeting as to whether or not we should continue with the policy of holding things open unless we really need to. I have no objection with just taking up these questions that are a little more time consuming now if you want to or later. It makes no difference to me, whatever the pleasure of the members is.
Do you want to leave it open? I'm going to go on the assumption that if I have a proposal to make, I intend to make it. If you object to it, then it's obviously left open.
Mr. Chairman, my reason for leaving it open is not that I necessarily have a proposal. I just have a risk letter that brings a question to mind. I want to take it.
I'll leave it open.
Okay. I move the figures. They're the same in both cases.
Of what?
16, page 11. Did I skip one?
No.
Page 11.
Did you just return it? Just the match that's in the room by now?
Yes.
Yes. Did you get new figures from the department that would indicate that 8% was a valid assumption for 1980 payroll growth?
Page, Chairman.
I think it worked the other way around, Mr. Chairman. We told the department that we thought 8% was valid. They said they had no argument that they could present.
What they say now is, well, we think we'll just come back with a supplemental next year when we need it.
I gather that they don't have an alternate figure, Mr. Chairman, to propose in that case.
Do you have a question?
I'm just clearing out, but in our mind, the number should still be $17,187,000.
Are you going to move on?
Yes, the motion includes the intent.
Okay. What figure did you take?
The
legislative figure?
Transportation. The difference here should be the $377,000.
And the intents are
all the same. Okay, Dave, in regards to the intent,
yes.
I understand the House intent, but the Senate intent, what does this mean?
Senate intent, Mr. Chairman, that there's two parts to it. Unfortunately, the second part's not written. The second part is that they added 377.7,
right, that's
for
right.
The impact of people of private transportation onto their original figure, which was the same as the House, and the intent for that original figure was what you see under the Senate intent. So the Senate intent would be a base figure which is 6% above the eligible cost from fiscal 79, plus 377 for the impact of private school buses.
Okay, my understanding is that were the contracts to be written on a bus mile basis as opposed to a per pupil mile basis, 377 would not be needed, and the private students could ride the buses on a space available basis. The reason that we have to add the 377 if we're trying to get them on the buses is because of the shape the contracts are in. That's the reason for the intent on the House side to give the department a hammer in rearranging those contracts. Is that your
that was the House's intent, Mr. Chairman. I would refer you over to the responses from the department, from the commissioner, which we got today. One of the items they're questioning is that intent, whether it conflicts with current statutes on their involvement with the contractor-school district relationship.
Mr. Chairman, David, is that intent in this?
Yes, it
back
is.
Of the...
Oh, no, it's not. It would be on the short form itself. Statement of the commissioner's in this book.
It is in that book?
Statement of intent.
Dave, the motion... Senator Homan is to accept the Senate figures. If we do that, would we not need some more intent than shows in the Senate version in terms of directing that allocate that appropriation?
Yes, it would have to be an additional phrase or an additional sentence that indicates that 377 is in addition to that intent and is for the impact of private schools.
I assume that's included in your motion, Mr. Homan.
Yes, sir.
Just assuming that he's moving up some language to direct the appropriation to where he wants it to go. And Dave can get the language for him.
It would be an additional phrase or an additional 10 sentence, Mr. Chairman, to indicate that not only was the base budget derived by 6% from the 6% increase over last year, in addition, the 377 was added to offset the impact of private school buses.
Okay.
What are we going to do about that response from the department?
Well, it's not relevant if we accept the Senate figure. Without objection, the motion carries, which is the Senate figure, the current Senate intent, plus the additional phrase.
Yes.
Page 17. Move the figures. We're on page 17, which is debt retirement local. Next is student lunch program. Page 19, move the figures. Page 23, fine arts camp. I'd move the House figures here. These are three grants, $25,000 to Kings Lake Camp, $25,000.
No. $25,000
Sitka, $25,000
Fairbanks, and $10,000
to Kings Lake Camp.
How much did we give them last year?
Dave?
How's this compared to last year?
I believe, Mr. Chairman, the only one that's identified is two of them. The Sitka Camp, I believe, got $25,000 through a special bill, or is it
B2? No, all three of them received funding last year through a special bill. I think that they were $15,000 each at that time.
Is there objection?
What is the allocation this time?
$25,000 to Sitka, $25,000 to U of A, Fairbanks, and $10,000 to Kings Lake.
Why $10,000
to Kings? They requested. They asked for backup and for request from each camp is what they would need. They sent their budget.
Two-thirds
will come out
last year. That's on the
Commerce?
Between Anchorage and Pollard. Without objection, then, the motion carries. Tobacco tax distribution. Without objection, the motion carries. Local formula REAA, I move the figures. Motion carries. Cash and payments, move the figures. Motion carries. Bilingual fund. We discussed this morning. Mr. Chairman, the discussion was that the House is... concern was not with the level of funding, but with the fact that there was in two separate parts of the budget. Since the legislature passed a bill which put the bilingual funding in the foundation formula,
That figure for this year is $5.9 million, which is $700,000 increase from last year, $5.2 million, that we should fund bilingual in the foundation formula. This appropriation would not be needed to be separated.
Okay, I'll keep this open.
Page 33, Regional Resource Center.
He's got okay,
okay, just get it. Yeah, the intent under the on page 32 describes the difference here. The house idea was to begin the reduction. This is the first step in phasing out the direct state support. As you might recall, the idea is for these to phase out over a period of time, and we thought it'd be good to start with just a small reduction to begin that phase out rather than have it in large chunks. So I would move the house figure and the intent.
Remove my objection.
Page 35, move the figures. Motion carries. Page 37, figures are the same. I move the figures. Motion carries. Page 39, I move the figures. Motion carries. Page 41. Did I skip one? Okay, before I make the motion on state contract programs, Ron, do you have a change here or is there something to bring to our attention?
Well, our original budget included $1,884,000 general fund support for contracts. Basically, what's been occurring is in the past, our collections from 874 were large enough to cover our on-base costs as well as the special student costs, and it's not growing at that rate. If it's underfunded, there'll have to be prorations made in this program. I think that Dave,
did we discuss this in the committee? I don't remember.
There was some discussion, Mr. Chairman. We did point out that the programs have been operating for the last couple of years by utilizing the excess that was coming in from the federal funding Impact Aid program. When they gave the money to the contract schools, there was still money left over, so they were running these other schools from that excess. With the increases in the foundation program the last couple of years, that excess is no longer available. In fact, they're now short. And I think in both committees, we had a brief discussion at that point. And the question was whether you wanted to throw in $1.8 million, continue those programs, or have the department prorate. In each case, the committee opted not to put in the additional general fund.
Yeah, I'd move the figures are the same for the House and Senate. If there's an objection, I'm going to keep
it. I'd like to also keep 49 if you ask a couple of questions.
So we'll hold up state contract programs. Hold it open. Page 39, reporting home grants.
Yeah, this we would ask a couple of questions today. This reduction of funds here, 27 to 19, is based on the closing or on the opening of village high schools.
Yes, sir.
And what's going to happen. I'm curious, concerned about whether they're actively producing those numbers. It's probably based on the production of the construction company.
RSVP, case 43. There's a budget amendment, number 37, it's in this yellow book. Increase in general fund would be 222, is that right?
220.
Sure? Yeah, just double check the amendment. 222. Well, I think I've given you 220 during the break.
So you have a green pen that you work with?
Yes.
Motion carries.
What is the figure then?
It's just a funding source change.
Yeah, I know.
No, Mr. Chairman, there's also a reduction involved in the total.
Oh, is there?
80,000.
The total would be 620 instead of 700.
28,000.
620,000. Say it again. 620 would be the total. 28 from federal, 222 from general funds, 370 from other funds, interagency.
222 or 220?
222 is what the budget amendment shows.
That's general fund.
What was the other fund?
370.
Don't come out right. It doesn't come out right.
720?
620.
Yeah, it does.
Sure, it's 620.
It adds up right.
Read the figures again, please.
28 federal, 28.0. General fund would be 222.0. Other funds would be 370.0.
H 47, Administrative Services, Department of Education. Move the figures.
Okay, just a hold. The confusion we had last time originates from the governor's budget amendment, two different figures. 222 one place and
222
in the same. No, I just did that so I can start on the point where you're at now.
Page 47.
Where you at?
We're on page 47 in our books, Administrative Services. Okay. Let's, before we take action on the motion, the Senate has the same intent as the House, is that correct here? It includes $65,000 increase in federal support for nutrition education.
Yes.
Personal services, I put transfer 9% for contractual.
Is that a
35? Okay, the motion is for the figures and the intent, which are the same in both cases. Motion carries. I move the House figures on page 49, Financial Accounting and Audit. $800.
$851. Okay, I moved the figures. The intent is the same again in both cases. The motion includes the intent. Page 57. Committee and support. I move the figures. Great, I see that. I'm not moving the intent, but the objection to the motion on the numbers. Motion carries. What is the difference in intent, Dave?
The difference with this would be your correspondence to the state library for the last one on the page. The amount of money that the correspondence program could draw from the foundation program. All foundation programs set correspondence in the state of the fund. They have less than both state funds. So about $100,000 in correspondence in the state fund. Also, I'm moving to the correspondence.
This is probably another intent problem, because civil section of the law is like, how you're supposed to calculate foundation money, or correct, or correspondence, or something like that, so it has it set up in a formula, it's exactly the same. That formula is only available in effect up to this point.
Is there a motion for intent?
No. Page 59.
Move the figures, which are the same. Without objection, then, motion carries. George, you just, on page 59, accepted the figures, which are the same in both cases. We're now on page 61. Mm-hmm. Vocational education adjustment. On which page?
61.
On 61?
On 59.
59. Would you... It's last year's intent, I think. Yes. Great.
I got it.
Page 61.
You're laughing at George.
Yes, sir. It's gonna be very expensive.
61.
Without objection, figures. 63. No. Buddy did it. 65. Correspondence study. A significant difference here. The difference is in instructional units. 159,500, is that the difference here?
Why is the difference in figures though?
We didn't have any difference in figures.
The difference is the dollar amount involved in the instructional units is the medical cost and foundation.
Oh. What's the statement that's illegal? Well, let me ask you this, though. It's all interagency funds, or other funds, which is obviously from foundation from the fund. Then, so we take the Senate figures, what does that do to the foundation form? Do we have to then increase it? Or the reduction?
Somebody, something else is going to push through.
It would be possible.
So, and that would be consistent with the housing projections. Yeah. I'd move the... Do we need the housing plan if we put the appropriation in? The motion is for the house figures and the house plan. I don't think we need it, but Dave said we should.
Yeah, I have no question. We're going to look for the other point. Yeah, I think it's
Page 67. Move the figures. Motion carries. Page 69. Community schools.
Where are you?
Bill in. You have a bill that relates to this part.
My bill for the program on as is.
The agreement we worked out with them is that nobody would get less and most people would get more under the house figure. But everybody that's currently getting the money would get at least the same as they've been getting and more.
So there's no match required to
right.
Put the school position up in a lot of districts and the for those districts to get that.
You had a list, didn't you? Did you see that list?
Yeah, but I had shown that there were 4 or 5 new districts this year outside of the list.
That's the information we have.
That's good.
He's got all that.
He had it.
What was this data?
Local districts, there's nothing stopping them from contributing to the program now if they want to. Objection, we'll hold it open and get that information.
Maybe.
Ron?
20 or 25% off. Both of you have the intent of acquiring the local funds.
I understand. We'll work on that.
We'll talk about it.
Page 71, bilingual program adjustment. I move figures to the same in both cases. That objection. Motion carries. Page 75. The The difference here, if I remember this correctly, is $17,000 for the Circle Mining District Historical Society Museum. I'll move the Senate figures, which are included in the The Senate put in a $17,000 miscellaneous appropriation for the Circle Mining District Historical Society Museum. I'm glad I didn't object. Page 79, regular operations. The figures are the same. I'd move the figures.
I've checked. I move to amend to add $125,000 to the Institute of Alaska Native Arts. And this was last year we appropriated $75,000. Governor vetoed down to 50. Previous year, he vetoed down to 50 also. It's been in existence for 2 years now, it'll be a third year. But the administration has never made it a part of their program.
Do you have a handout?
Disobjected to the testament.
We'll hold it open pending information. Page 81, Anchorage Media Center. I've moved the figures, which are the same. There's no intent. I'd move the Senate. Page 83, Alaska Health Sciences Library. The difference here is that the Senate allowed one of the positions. I'd move the Senate figure. Page 85, 79, we held open. 81, we took the figures, which are the same. 83, we took, we took the Senate figures, right. And 81, 83, we took the Senate figures. And 85 is now where we're at.
79 is open.
Okay. I don't want to go through it again, I'll get it wrong again. Move the figure for the board. Page 89, Public Broadcasting Commission. Great. I move the Senate, the House numbers for starter. K-12 education program. Travel. Differences in travel. I move the House figure. Small difference.
up on page 93, K-12 education program. Page 95, new figure. Page 97. Differences in travel.
House figure.
Take the house figure to take it. Page 99. Without objection, accept the figure. Page 103. Without objection, accept the figure.
You know what I want.
Did you, Jeff?
This is what?
107.
What did you do on 103?
I think it's a figure.
Great, figure.
107. House figures without objection. Is this intent that needs to be moved here?
No objection.
Move the figures for planning, info, and research. Without objection. Motion carries. 111. Move the house figure.
Quite a bit.
The differences in travel. Without objection. Motion carries.
Probably.
Objection. You move the house, you said?
Yes.
Motion carries.
What page?
Get the motion, Dave. Page 115. Is there a motion?
Zero.
Do we have somebody here?
Yes, Mr.
I didn't make the motion, George, because I thought you had some questions.
Yeah, I was just curious about this whole program. We have Dr. Bramble.
Mr. Bramble, the director of the program is here, Mr. Chairman, if you want to direct questions to him.
George, do you want an explanation of the program?
Yes, I want to direct some questions.
Where is this?
Right here.
Could you, go ahead. You know what the question is?
No, I
don't. One question.
Just Senator Holman has a question.
One question is, the Lower Yukon School District is not hooked up, as I understand. And if there are two places in the state that are not.
Yes, there are two places yet to be dealt with. There's Mountain Village and the Pribilof Island site. And both of those sites await local telephone service development, which should be in place by the fall. And then we go ahead and place the units into those school districts at that time.
There's funding to do that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
There is funding to do that?
Yes.
Where's that funding?
It's part of the appropriation, or part of the reimbursable services agreement with the data processing division and Department of Administration.
I'm not into this kind of project, but is this the kind of thing that the Legislative Information Office computers and so forth could tie into?
It would be possible with some modification. We have a trunk line, a leased line, which runs the length of the state from Fairbanks to Ketchikan, and it would be possible to share our services with the legislative network.
The legislative network does go to, as I understand it, Ketchikan, Fairbanks, and Anchorage. Do we have duplication?
In a sense, except that our units are hooked up to a separate computer owned by the department, owned by the project, but placed in the Division of Data Processing. And we have quite a number of programs on that computer which are specific to educational applications and would not be available on other machines.
Does your system have the capacity to handle legislative information offices?
It has the capability. Now, whether we have the whether we have sufficient storage space in the system, I'm not sure at this time. It's going to take us a little while to shake down our system and determine how much space we'd have left over, but that might be a possibility in the future.
I understand that there are three basic functions. One is the transmission or collection or storing of management data. You'd use the system as a communication link, mail kind of distribution thing, and instructional units. Do you have the latter, the instructional unit thing online now?
We have a pilot test running in Huna and Yuna and Yakutat at the moment. We plan to add that system.
You do have instructional material going to Huna and Huna and Yakutat.
Yes.
What's the nature of that material?
That's the first unit of an Alaska history course. What we're doing is just trying out the technology for about 3 weeks, beginning about 2 weeks ago, to see how well the system works. And then beginning at the start of the school year next year, we plan to go into about 6 or 8 schools for a full year of instruction in Alaska history and ninth grade English. We plan to develop about 10 high school courses during the term of the project, which could be placed into a number of small school districts around the state. Small schools, could be any size district.
Could we, by, say, Tuesday of next week, get feedback from you as to whether or not we could tie in, whether there is duplication with what we're doing with legislative information offices?
I'd be pleased to present that.
Okay, and that, is there a way that that we could see how you're doing with this Alaska history course?
Yes.
I'd like to know how that material was presented to the student, say at Huna.
Okay, there are a number of options that come to mind. We have a slideshow which explains the instructional unit, and we have the demonstration in place which we could show you here in Juneau, or I could just report back on.
Okay, I won't. I thank you very much, Dr. Mann.
George, assume you want to hold it.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I don't really care about holding it. As long as we can get some information on this, it'll help us see if we can affect the savings by paralleling,
okay,
by tying in with the legislative information.
Yeah, I'd move the figures since they're the same then.
The figures as they came out in the printout do create quite a problem for the project in that we don't have the capacity at present to pick up a local commitment as per the printout there. And
well, that's not the motion. The motion is for the figures.
I didn't understand his question.
It was in regards to the intent. I don't have in mind moving the intent, unless you do.
Both House and Senate have shown a different funding source for part of the program.
Is that the point? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the requirement for the 20%.
He is, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
that's what he's talking about.
That's caused by the funding source change also, right,
Dave?
Mr. Chairman, what he's speaking to is the intent note and the funding source shown by both houses, both the House and the Senate. In this budget, it does require a 20% local match.
Go right ahead. Speak to it.
Okay. What I was trying to say is that, given the local share as it's specified in that plan, the project would have to be terminated probably at the end of this fiscal year. That is, we don't have the capability to build local districts for the developmental costs in the project, and really, you know,
Well, I don't understand how that relates to the funding source. Ron?
Any chance you guys can talk a little louder?
Yeah, talk louder, please. We're on television.
That's what I'm using, Pat. The motion is for the... My motion is to accept the figures which are the same in both cases and not to move anything. And that the funding source information that we have for under each of us. That is no reason. You can move it if you want, but it's not necessary. And I understand that there's a problem with the intent. I don't move it.
Just leave the funding source. You can't collect it. You can spend the other one without it.
The intent would force them not to be able to spend any of it if they didn't get the match from the local district. This way they can spend whatever they got. And if they only get 5% or 10% instead of 20%, they can use that. So it's I think it's a little more flexibility.
I remove my objection.
What objection left for the
for this one? Or
no.
Right.
Motion carried. Right. Recess for 5 minutes.
Did you tell?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling Rich. Just better bring him up.
We'll wait for him to tell him then. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
And we need to put in that library, folks. We can leave it in there.
What the hell are you doing up here?
The library books $110,000. Put in 50.
You said he sent it for him?
Okay, page 117. Cross-cultural education. I'd ask everybody to try to speak up. Some of the analysts are having trouble hearing, and I would rather have the fan on and talk louder than have it off and cook. So, on cross-cultural education, I would move the figures, which are both same in the House and Senate.
Okay, now we're 121, right?
We're 117. So yeah. Dave,
sir?
In regards to the intent, is it similar in both cases?
Yes.
Okay,
It is. The motion includes the intent. Without objection, the motion carries. Next item would be page 121, scholarship loan program. I move the figures. Without objection, the motion carries. Next one is the Wichita Student Exchange Program. The difference here is the way that we funded the grants. The Senate allowed half the new applicants. The way this is funded, of course, is that they put together a budget which includes those people that are already getting the Wichita grants and then the new applicants. The House allowed one in each case?
In effect, Mr. Chairman.
The House allowed basically a token, one increase in each category, such as law school, nursing, whatever they are. The Senate allowed half the new applicants. The House originally considered and then changed their mind of not allowing any new applicants. And the thinking we had on it was that, for instance, the Wichita program, I have some real questions personally as to whether or not it's worth the money we're spending on it. Because, for example, in medicine, what Wichita's really doing now is purchasing these people slots. And medicine is $13,000 per year. Dentistry, $9,007. Veterinary, $10.8. Law, $2.7. And the original idea, of course, was that everybody that could get into programs on their own would get in, and then we'd buy some slots for our people who couldn't get in otherwise. But now what's happening is the schools are sort of getting wise of that, and they're not accepting anybody from Alaska unless they're on Wichita. And so what we're doing really is subsidizing the schools when our students go there, in essence. And what we could better do is to give $13,000 to the person, to the student himself. And the student could do it pretty good for $13,000 a year, and even for $10,000 or $9,000 or $4,000 or $3,000, that'd be a hell of a grant. And it seems to me we should, you know, consider easing off on these increases in the program. We certainly wouldn't want to reduce anybody that's gotten in on that, you know, accepting that possibility of increased funding or continuation of funding.
Do we have some representatives on the Wichita Council?
Dave? Mr. Chairman, a member of the Senate is a Wichita commissioner from Alaska.
Glenn?
Yes, Mr. Hackman.
I just wonder if that member believes that we should reorient ourselves to supporting our graduate students in these programs.
I wouldn't think he did. I assume that he'd support the Senate side on it.
Who is it?
Glenn Hackney. It's debatable.
Let's just hold it open.
How about this? How about what's the difference? 112,000.
110 in the grants, Mr. Chairman.
110. One thing to consider as we hold it open, we might take the normal action this year and ask or direct that this be considered somehow so that we could do it next year. I think it's something to consider that what's in the case of medical schools, if I remember the testimony, Dave, the case of the medical schools, they're getting so now they won't even accept Wichita. They just want if they get them on WAMI, which is $20,000 for students. Is that correct?
The University of Washington, Mr. Chairman, used to have the full Wichita program. For now, for about 4 years, it also has a WAMI program. It has now, in effect, told the state of Alaska and the other states involved that it will only accept out-of-state students through the WAMI program. They won't even let the Wichita students in. They have to go to the WAMI.
So they
get more money that way.
They get $20,000 per student per year. Right. So for is it a 4 or 5 year program?
Four.
4 year program?
Yes, sir.
So that's $100,000 or $80,000. You hell of a grant, so.
Mr. Chairman.
Ernie?
The way to get out the facts is to cut the program out for a year. Let them come out in the open.
What I'd like to get, if you're going to leave it open, is get somebody on this immediately and see if you can give money directly to students this year as a possibility.
We could just switch it to a grants component and give it to the post-secondary commission.
See what it would do to the program.
Maybe we should say, I think it should be checked out.
In a secure spot.
Just keep it. That's what I was asking about. Okay. And might be that we should direct our representative, the Wichita Commission, to
right.
Find out what's happening.
We'll hold this open, and I'd ask the analysts to try to provide us some information on it, and also we'll try to contact Senator Hatton.
I should point out, Mr. Chairman, that the other two commissioners for the state are Gary Rosberg and Sue Green. So all, we have all three commissioners here in town.
And how many commissioners are?
From Alaska, there's only three.
How many commissioners do we have in total?
I don't know. I'll find out for you.
The basic program when it started was good.
Yeah.
Now they've made another monster out of it.
It's a good idea.
Everything else.
If we could get it back to its original idea, it'd be fine too.
Do you want one of the three of those people who are all here in here or what?
We'll just talk to Hackney. Student incentive grant program.
Page 127.
Page 127. Move the figures. Page 131. The differences in travel.
Move the House figure.
Without objection, the House figure will be the motion. Page 133, student financial aid administration. Move the House figure, it's only $600. Travel. Without objection, the motion carries. Adult basic education, I'll move the figures. Motion carries. Without objection, on page 141, fire service training, the motion carries. Page 143, without objection, we'll accept the figures. Page 147, without objection, we'll accept the figures. Page 149, without objection, accept the figures. Page 153.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't catch the motion on page 145.
What was the name of it?
Community School of Planning.
What?
Community School of Planning.
We just skipped over.
Is it over?
Zero. Senator Sumner, page 153.
As I mentioned earlier, I move that we call that open.
Page 157.
Right, open on 153.
153, Community or Skill Center. Hello. 157. Without objection, we'll accept the figures. In regards to the intent the same in both cases?
Yes, sir.
Motion includes the intent. Page 159. Move the figures. Motion carries. Page 161. Without objection, accept the figures. Page 163. Specialized facilities. Without objection, accept the figures. Page 165. State supported facilities. This is the Gateway Opportunity Center. It's the difference between what they need to run their operation and how much they're going to get from other sources.
Move the House.
Motion carries.
Must be in my
district. Catch can.
Are we addressing this any other way? Where have I seen this before?
Last year.
No, I mean this year. Have I seen
this year?
Before?
No. This is it. This is not in a bill or anywhere else.
Not that I'm aware of, sir.
No. This is it. Page 167, disability determination. Without objection, figures are accepted. Page 169, move the figures. 171, move the figures. Use some of that money. Page 173, general education, debt service, move the figure.
Mr. Chairman, some of these figures are involved in the debt service budget amendment we talked about earlier this morning. I thought you wanted to hold those open until then.
Which ones?
I thought your motion this morning accommodated that in regards to debt service. Their motion was essentially, I thought, to do whatever you had to do to accommodate for that sort of speaking.
Page 22.
That's a budget amendment?
It was. We didn't decide to hold it open. Why did we hold it open? I can't even remember.
Because it affected all numerous categories throughout the budget, Mr. Chairman. I think you were going to make one motion to include it in all of the various categories.
What's the budget amendment number?
47.
At the request of Senator Holman, we held them all open. Is that correct?
Well, we had about two or three questions. I had about two or three questions. Mr. Lynn said that he would have the answers for it.
Want to take up the question now?
I don't have any.
He doesn't have any answers.
What were the questions?
Mr. Lynn doesn't have any answers.
The original assumptions have applied for the two bond issues.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where they've gotten the reading from the bond attorney, not from the side.
Are you going to get that information? You just haven't got it yet? Or?
I assume that it could be Monday or Tuesday.
George, you want to hold these two?
Yeah, we'll fix both of these, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll hold them open.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to go back to page 23.
Page 23?
Here, I'll just say.
Mr. Chairman, I neglected when we made the first pass here. I think we should add intent on the allocation of the funds here to the various camps.
The 23.
The $25,000 to Sitka Fine Arts Camp, $25,000 to
Fairbanks, Herbert Hopkins, Fairbanks Fine Arts Camp, and $10,000 to Kings Lake.
It's just as we discussed. Is there objection to the intent?
Fine Arts Camp?
What do we hold opening if we take back up? Do you think?
Sure, that we'll put a broadcast into it.
Hey, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Got an hour.
You're going to do what?
We'll go through the overview for public protection, which will be taken up tomorrow morning. Unless there's objection.
No, it's okay. We just hold one
minute. Yeah, because we've got to get our books and everything, unless you guys might not have yours.
I don't know.
Oh, he was talking about that law. Never mind. Go ahead. I got a vote right here.
Yeah.
Oh, great lead. You
probably do. Yeah, 5 o'clock. Did you share that information with him?
Yeah, he was very happy.
What kind of report?
5 o'clock, Bering Standard Time.
I'm leaving 11 o'clock Eastern Standard?
11 o'clock Eastern.
5 to 11?
Yeah, Bering Standard to Eastern Standard.
7 o'clock regular time, 8 o'clock daylight savings. Any questions?
Any answers?
Whichever time zone.
Okay, Schroeder. I mean, this glandless.
Mr. Schroeder.
We'll go through this, just spotlight for us the major differences between the House and Senate, if you can, please.
Most of these are relatively minor, Mr. Chairman. In the, if you're using the cut sheet, page six.
Sorry. Hold on.
This is new to me. What do you do?
Okay. We're just getting an overview of what the major differences are so that
we're not closing?
Not during the overview, no.
Go back to eating.
Go ahead. Yeah. There's only about 5 or 10.
I know. I'm already familiar.
Go ahead, Bob.
On the cut sheet, Mr. Chairman, page six, Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, the basic difference there is one new position allowed by the House, not allowed by the Senate.
What's the cut sheet page for Public Protection? 19?
Right.
Yeah. Or you? Okay, right.
Yeah. I was going to the short form.
Are you going to this
one? I'm reading off of the cut sheet, going six, to the short
right.
form.
Page. Okay, page six, right.
Then the entire OSHA budget is shown on the short form and cut sheet in the House is 75% of what you anticipated for a 12-month period. So the very extensive difference there between the House and the Senate on paper, but not in reality.
What would the, can you give us figures for what the 100% would be? Are they very close?
I didn't prorate them in there. We could figure just another approximately $580,000 over what you've got, so you're very close to the Senate. The difference of 75% is only $592,000.
Yeah, we're within a 10,000.
I would expect you probably will be before you're done.
We're within about $10,000 or approximately. Okay.
On page 30, Workman's Compensation Administration, here the basic difference is that the House allowed two new positions approved by the governor, the Senate did not. On page 66, Occupational Licensing, in this case the Senate allowed three new positions, where the House did not.
What page was that?
Page 66.
66,
67. The short form.
And what was the difference?
Three new positions allowed by the Senate.
In occupational licensing? Was that in regard to the sunset changes or no?
Not directly. There was no direct reference made to that. They're just trying to increase their capacity to follow up on complaints. On page 80, under Alaska Disaster Office, Civil Defense Planning, in this instance, the Senate deleted five positions.
Civil Defense. Were they vacant?
Fuck disasters.
No, sir.
Occasionally, that's the way it works out.
Okay.
The area of federal armories on short form page 98, there was large differences in contractual and commodities between the House and the Senate. Also, the Senate allowed two new positions, whereas the House allowed only one. In the next component, Army Training Support, page 100, the big differences there were in contractual and commodities. Department of Agriculture, or Department of Natural Resources, Agricultural Inspection, page 112, Animal Industry, the Senate deleted one vacant veterinarian position.
Where are we at, that short form page?
112.
112.
Well, Senate.
How long was it vacant?
I do believe since about May of 78.
Okay, next.
Page 120, Highway Safety Planning Agency. Big difference here, about $320,000, is the Senate added $160,000 for rural alcohol coordinators for the court, and the House deleted the existing $159,000. In the
wait a minute, tell me about those rural alcohol coordinators.
You're not going to hold them again.
Yeah. What was that?
This is alcohol rehabilitation money that was approved last year. We've got to counsel these people, send them into educational programs.
Is 160 to do the same thing 159 was to do? Only on a smaller
No, there was four more supposed to do it. The Senate added four units of $40,000.
Oh, I see. They added 159.
Right. That was...
That's what happened to that missing vet. It became a drunk. Very true.
Very true.
In the driver vehicle services unit, which is pages 126 through 134, collectively the differences there are under contractual service and have to do with your data processing and also with your RCA computer terminal line rates.
The Senate allowed the full increases. Allowed,
and the House through formula took some decreases.
Okay, well these are all in DP, right?
Not all together, no, sir. There's a very small amount that's been worked out in data processing between the legislature and data processing budget management, but a lot of it has to do with about an 87% increase in their computer terminals and their printers through the RCA line increase rates.
That's what we talked about, right? Can we do the same? You remember the action the House took on that bill? It was different than the Senate. The Senate took an overall reduction. We allowed the 46% that were considered to be fixed and then took a reduction from the rest.
I think the Senate number, I talked to public safety, and the Senate number, they said, adequately covered the fixed costs for the terminals and the other diesel lines. They still have reductions fractional.
Yeah. Totally make less telephone
very little.
Calls.
The only reduction that they that's basically had was for RCA long distance telephone rates.
Well, I don't care about the telephone calls. I don't care how much we cut them in that particularly. What I am interested in, I wonder if it's, you know, on some of these lease lines or contracts that are flat rates, and their flat rate has been increased by 87%. So you can either not have the service or...
The Senate allowed enough money for all the fixed jobs and made reductions in the regular telephone long distance rate. The House by the formula took a reduction in all of them, including the fixed jobs.
Yeah, but is there enough in the House figure to cover those flat rates? Okay. Next.
That's it.
That's it.
Protection.
Okay. Let's go through it. Page 3. I'll move the House. Well, wait a minute. I'll move the Senate figure in personal services and the House figures in the rest. Page 5.
Did we have a figure in it?
It's almost the same figure that shows
yeah,
there.
Okay.
Consumer protection. Same
what
motion.
Page are you on?
Page 5.
What tail page did you start on?
Three.
The next category.
You started off page 3, state and quarter. Yeah, I did
okay,
the same
hold
thing.
On.
What is it? What is in the front?
What you could have got a lot.
We came out just to say.
We
had
it didn't work again.
No. We should have really been moving.
What did you do on 3?
Keep moving the Senate figure.
No, he didn't.
On page 3, we put personal services, Senate, House figures the rest of the way down.
Same motion for page 5.
Which is just about a wash.
Without objection.
Motion you made on it. Say it again.
Personal services Senate figure. The rest of the line items, House figures.
This is on page 3.
This is on page 5.
No, this is page 5.
We might have to adjourn here pretty soon if we get too squirrely.
Well, I thought you were going to keep to your commitment. But go on.
Sorry. We get to violate one of our commitments.
Anyone you want.
Doesn't matter to me. Okay, keep going.
ABC board. Move the Senate figure.
Yeah, may I ask a question first?
Yeah. Back to ABC Board.
ABC Board, Bob, the House allowed one additional position. Is that position presently filled? That's the RP.
That is an RP position, yes, sir.
And is that the difference? The Senate didn't allow that position?
Pardon?
The Senate did not allow that position? Okay. I'd move to amend my motion to accept the House figure.
Objection.
We're talking about a clerk typist in Anchorage.
Anchorage, right.
President Phil, too.
President Phil.
President Phil?
Yes.
An RP?
RP.
Budget audit action?
Right.
No.
No?
No.
RPX.
RPX.
We're not committed to keeping.
The House budget, we adopted a pattern of allowing all RPs, whether they are RPXs or through budget audit, in terms of position. If they were presently filled.
Is this our presently filled?
It is.
It is. No objection.
Okay, the question I think first to discuss in OSHA is, since the figures are relatively similar, the question would be whether the three-quarters fund. We are very interested in doing that. We put it in the sunset legislation, so it'll be through, it'll be budget audit. We'll be doing a sunset review on it if that prevails through both houses. And the controversies we had, we zeroed it first and had a lot of questions, as everybody knows. And we came to the conclusion that the best way to get at it was not to let the feds take it over, because we didn't know what we were going to get, but to get them by the short hairs and look at the program and have the three-quarter funding mechanism and the sunset review to really see if we can clean up the act if there are some problems. So I'd move that we accept the three-quarter funding for OSHA.
Okay, what is budget audit doing, you said?
If the bill that designates which things will be sunsetted passes through the Senate the way the House will pass it.
It passed?
Well, we did pass it, right?
No, it's going to be on the floor Monday.
It'll be included in the legislation that this will be sunsetted. So the budget audit will be doing a sunset review, which will give us a lot of information on it.
I'll object just for some information.
Ernie?
How soon will you attend to this matter after we start in operation next January?
Well, the audit will be back to us prior to the session.
Yeah.
Right. We can start on right away.
The reason I bring this up is because the industry at home is quite concerned that they seem to be satisfied with the state program. However, I'll go along with the idea that we'll get a report.
Under sunset, even if we were to decide that they should be zeroed, it wouldn't happen for a year afterwards anyway. Generally. So it won't interrupt the working of the program. It just gives us more information.
Go, man, go.
What's the objection? What was the reason for the three-quarter funding?
Just to investigate and to get information and to have the hammer on them, basically, so that we could get the information if we needed.
What are you trying to get?
We've had a lot of complaints that they're not doing their job in for large corporations and that they're hassling small corporations, basically.
Okay, are you
and other complaints.
Are you recommending three quarters funding of the government?
Well, I would take the House three quarter funding number. Basically the governor's.
Right objection.
I think the only difference is that two hygienists that the Senate cut out, we left them.
Are we talking about OSHA in general?
Yes. The reason, that's the only difference in the number, and the reason we kept them in is because the feds had testified that. See, originally we wanted to zero them so the feds would take it over. Now we want the state to continue. We want to short fund them so that we can look into the question as to whether the feds should take it over, and if they do, what kind of hybrid do we need? Do we need some partial funding or not? And also the question of abuses in the program. Now, the feds tell us that they will take over the program if we don't allow the hygienists, so we allow them, and then we short funded them three-quarter funding.
The objection I have is that we've gone through this in detail.
It isn't. It's $200,000 below three quarters of the government's budget.
sure it's better than
$1,745. The only difference between our number and the Senate number in dollars would be the dollars that for those two positions.
Mr. Chairman, what is the Senate figure?
Sure.
I would figure out actually about $10,000
difference. That's the three-quarter number. If you three-quartered the Senate figure, it would be almost exactly the same. It would be $1,735. I'm on the overview, page 9. Basically, legislative audit, but the House Finance Committee is interested in doing.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as long as you're saying that, I hope that you'll put the people on notice in the logging industry and the fishing industry when you're going to hold those hearings. Because I've had quite a bit of information that's gotten out that we have wiped out the state also. And I'm inclined to follow the House direction up until the last 10 days. I've been getting this kind of information. Not from the department, but from especially the main processor in Petersburg, and two or three of the logging camps are quite concerned that the state OSHA program has been more satisfactory to them than the federal.
The 18B plan is salvation, barrier against the federal domination. And when we originally put that program together, AGC people included, but now...
Well, even our own industry at home has fits, but there's this. She was on the other foot now. We had the time to talk to her. I can tell you that thing that happened at home last summer, the query was coming up on top.
Objection motion.
I remove my objection.
They believe that the feds wouldn't have that better program if we didn't have a hygienist. Since we were short funding it, I thought one of the things we could look at is whether or not those hygienists are needed. If they're not, we can take out at least half of the year's funding and come back next year.
I would urge that we don't fund the positions if it turns out that threat is followed up, that it's addressed at that point. Well, I'm afraid if we fund them, they'll hire them. If we hire them, they'll never get rid of them.
Mr. Chairman, are you talking about the hygienist?
Yes.
This is one of the critical areas we're concerned about when it comes to fish house inspection and things like this. And, you know, they can nitpick
agendas on page 15 of the budget.
We don't have a clean master room. Can you do that?
Right, that's correct. Discrepancy in the figures on page 15. We're two positions different, yet there's only about $32,000 in personal services that's that the Senate's reduced, and yet the positions are $57,000 a piece and $36,000 in salary and benefits, which should show up in personal services, so it should be $72,000 instead of $30,000. Oh, no, I know what the difference is. The difference is that you should compare the 57 with the 125. The House underfunded in vacancy and turnover assessment, severely underfunded the two new positions as well as all the other ones. Bob? It's three-quarter funding, that's the answer.
Let me ask a question. What about it now? I remember here 7 years ago when we did that in the same budget, in the short budget to budget, we got into an argument about the federal funds. They couldn't do the all of my money.
As far as I know, no one's raised that question.
I just thought it was good.
I know in DOT we short funded them and they still got their federal funds. So we'll do that. The only reason we're doing it this way is the computer can't do it on an individual basis. We should short funding and take it. Same thing we did with DOT last year. We'll have to put up a new file or something to show it correctly. It's a technical question we can address later when we know how many separate BRUs we show it on. Without objection, let's the motion carries, which is the House number and the intent on the three-quarter funding. Ink brings us to page 25. Worker Protection Fisherman's Fund. It's all money from the fund.
Leverage.
Yep. I move the House figure. It's only $1,000. Less than $1,000. Without objection, the motion carries. That objection?
I just got 25.
I'm sorry. Page 27. Move the Senate figure. Without objection, the motion carries. Page 31. difference here is two positions that the House added on after looking into the backlog in the workman's comp area. They've got,
what was the delay in the process because of the backlog? 6 months?
Board. Yeah.
This is one where we have delays. Not only just the new positions, but take the vacancy assessment and take the reduction in travel. You have to fund the new positions to the Senate because we're going to have to put $100,000 into the
Governor's figures are new.
Objection.
We'll leave it